ॐ वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दोग्धा गोपालनन्दना पार्थो वत्सः सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्. इन् अवर् लास्ट् क्लास् वी हेव् सीन् मोस्ट् वण्डर्फुल् नालेड्ज् दट् दि लार्ड् हिम्सेल्फ् इस् गिविङ्ग्. I myself have become this entire objective, experienceable universe called Kshara Purusha. Bhagavan Krishna gives the entire gamut of this universe into three categories with three names. Everything that is experienceable, our body, our mind, plus the external world, he calls it Kshara Purusha. Purusha means reality. But that which seemingly is perishable, ever changing. We will come to the differences very shortly. What is the difference between pure consciousness and manifested limited consciousness? And the second, each instrument, a body mind, seems to be cherishing a limited, a reflected bit of consciousness, pure consciousness, but reflected consciousness, like the moon reflects the light of the sun. And it is called this reflected consciousness, the reflecting medium called mind, and the body, which these two, reflected consciousness plus the reflecting medium, mind, both of them use to contact something called the external world, objective world. The entire these three, the body, the mind, the external world, and that reflected consciousness is called Jivatma. So here a new component has come, the consciousness, the cognizer, the knower, the experiencer, the seer. So that is what Bhagavan calls Aksharaha. Kshara means perishable. Kshara means that which is dying and again being reborn. Every thought, it has a birth, it has a death, and again a new thought replaces it. So even anything that is changing is called the birth or the death of that particular thought. This is being witnessed by something which cognizes. 2 minutes earlier, that was the thought I had experienced. 1 minute earlier, that was the thought I experienced. This moment, I am experiencing this particular thought. So these three components, the witness of every single experience, this is what is called the awareness, the consciousness, like a screen which sustains all the changing, movable, changing figures on the screen. The screen never changes, but anything that is we see on the screen, on the monitor, TV monitor, or your mobile monitor, laptop monitor, screen, it changes. The screen itself remains, whether it is on or off, it remains exactly the same. And even so many things are happening, a house is burning, or there is terrible wind, or somebody is being murdered, all these are only apparent experiences, but they are not real. We understand that. So this witness is called Akshara Purusha. Kshara, perishable. Akshara, non-perishable, non-changing. Normally we think death is something which perishes. But in this Vedantic view, anything that changes is every change. That means previously it was something, it is dead, something new has come. So everything is changing in this world, but there is a witness, that witness popularly known as Jivatma, that is called Akshara Purusha. But who is the origin of the Akshara Purusha? Who is the origin, the cause of the Akshara Purusha? Who is the cause of both of them? And that both of them, they are comprised or they are included, or even better, the Divine Lord, as if because of two filters, through one filter appears to be just existing but inert. Through the other filter, he is not only existing, he has got awareness and he has got a reaction called ananda. Ananda doesn't mean only sukha. Sukha, dukkha, everything. When we witness, then we are neither happy nor unhappy. But when we identify, then we say, I am happy, I am unhappy. But that Paramatma is manifesting. Just as the waker manifests in the dream, both as the experiencer and also experienced. This is a most marvelous point. So, that which is witnessed is called Kshara. That which is a witness is called Akshara. And ultimately he says, I am that Supreme Purusha, Superior Purusha, Uttama Purusha. That means, I am that Infinite Purusha, who is because of the filters, appears to be manifesting as the changing experienceable object, the unchanging, witnessing, experiencing, seer, but both of them, I myself have divided. But if you look at an object, you call it kshara, perishable. If you look at yourself, you know that you are the akshara purusha. But the root cause, the manifestation, manifesting cause, the cause of the manifestation, both of them manifesting only the supreme reality called Uttama Purusha. Uttama means superior. Superior means not comparatively. Infinite is superior. Highest superior. And beyond that, there is nothing. Therefore, is Uttama. This Purusha means that pervading, all-pervading reality. So, if you reverse these two words, when we reverse, Purusha Uttama, Purusha Uttama. But for understanding purpose, we have to reverse it, Uttama Purushaha. That's why this 15th chapter has got the name, Purusha Uttama Yogo Nama Panchadasho Adhyayaha. So, this is what we have seen. And the Lord also said, not only I am the experiencing Jiva, not only I am the body endowed with all the 10 sense organs through which I am acting, contacting and withdrawing, acting and reacting with the external world. I am the external world. I am the body with all the sense organs. I am also the mind. And how does this mind manifest? That's what beautifully said, I am manifesting in the form of experiencing. Experience becomes knowledge in the mind. Knowledge is retained in the form of memory. And these memories consisting of desirable experiences as well as undesirable experiences. Desirable experiences become dear. Undesirable experiences become hateful. One gives us happiness, another gives us unhappiness. We develop likes towards the happiness. We develop dislike towards unhappy experiences. But life can never be one-sided experience. Nobody can be always happy. Always, a person who is always happy will not know what is happiness. Contrast is necessary. A person who always eats only sweets, he will hate very soon the very idea of sweet. So life is consisting of this good and evil, sweet and bitter experiences, but they are stored in the mind in the form of memory. The memories again are divided accordingly as positive memories and negative memories. If we decide to be happier, our endeavor should be to forget the whatever is gone, is gone. It's not going to come back again. Taking this philosophy, using this philosophy, we should try to remember happy experiences. So a wise man tells us that happy people are not necessarily having most happy experiences, not necessary. But they remember, even if they had 99% unhappy experiences, they try to forget them. 1% happy experience, they remember only that. And the unhappy people do the exact opposite. So the Lord is imparting a lot of wisdom to us. Life is a mixture. And how much proportion will be happiness or unhappiness is not determined by God, not determined by fate, not determined by accident, but it is entirely created by my own previous life's actions. But in this life, we have no choice, freedom with regard to previous life, but we have got choice with regard to the present. Even what happened 1 second back, that is gone. We cannot recollect it back. But this moment, I have the power. So by developing a healthy, positive mental attitude, I can try to be as happy as possible. Sadhana is first of all to become positive, and then as we go on increasing, one day the mind itself assumes the nature of ananda. That is called becoming wise, realizing God by whatever name we call it. So from me, the mind gets knowledge, mind gets memory, mind gets also the power, what to remember and what to forget. All this from where? And this wisdom, what is knowledge, what is right knowledge, what is wrong knowledge, what is right memory, what is wrong memory, which part of the memory we should keep, which part of the memory we should give up, and how we can always remember only happy memories and make the mind positive. For that we need knowledge, and that is the knowledge the scriptures give. I am the creator of the scriptures. That's why Vedas are called apaurusheya. Paurusheya means purusha nirmitaha. That is, a human being sat down, thought deeply and created. No, the Vedas have not been created. They have been revealed. And that revelation is of God. God in the form of knowledge. Every object we experience only in the form of knowledge. That is the most wonderful point. Supposing you see a chair. So you don't know what the chair is. But whatever your mind, with the help of the 5 sense organs, you get the information and you interpret it. If you interpret it, that is called knowledge. The whole world is nothing but knowledge in our minds, an idea in our minds. And therefore, we can manipulate this idea to squeeze happiness, peace, serenity, and positiveness. And that knowledge is what the Vedas give us, first about worldly happiness, and next the infinite happiness. First about the finite happiness, which is called worldly happiness, then the infinite happiness, which is called the Paramatma Jnana, Atma Jnana, Brahma Jnana, by whatever name you call it. So he says, Veda ischa sarvaihi, all Vedas, ahameva vedyaha, I am the knower. So I am the creator of the Vedas, or I manifest myself in the form of the Vedas. Veda means knowledge. And then I am the knower in the form of Jivatma, and I am the knower, I am the knowledge, and I am that knowledge which needs to be obtained. So, prameya, knowledge worthy of obtainment, pramana, right means of obtaining knowledge, and pramata, the knower, by employing the correct knowledge as the goal, correct means to obtain that knowledge, becomes the right type of knower. And then what is the Lord saying? I am the whole world, I am the Jivatma, I am everything in this world. So I myself, for my own pleasure, with my own will, have seemingly divided myself as the knower, as the knowledge, and as the means of knowledge. That means sarvam kalvidam brahma. That's what in the 15th shloka we have studied it. That is what we have to keep. That's what in the 10th chapter also we get. Summing up all the manifestations of, important manifestations of God. Bhagavan Krishna. Krishna not as an individual. Krishna as the Supreme Brahman. He summarizes in the very end. Yad-yad-vibhuti-matsatvam srimadurjitamevava tattadeva-avagachatvam mamatejo-amsha-sambhavam. Whatever you see in this world, especially noticeable things, where my manifestation is more, a great musician, a great scientist, a great object, greatest mountain, greatest river, and the most tastiest object, etc., it is all nothing but my glory. What about other things? Not so noticeable things. In fact, matta parataram nanyat kinchidaste dhananjaya. There is nothing other than me. Mayi sarvam idam prutam sutre maniganaiva. Just as a thread that keeps all the diamonds, all the pearls. So the whole world, every object, I am only holding them. It is my existence that lends existence to every object in this world. It is my chit, my awareness, my knowledge that manifests as the knowledge, as the knowable in this whole world. And it is my ananda in the form of lesser ananda called dukkha, more ananda, more sukha called sukha. So this is nothing but me only. Besides me, nothing else is there. That also we have seen. In the 16th then, this God divides to give us this knowledge, everything is me, that the whole experienceable object is called by God, Krishna, as Kshara Purusha, perishable, changeable world, experience, object. Then Akshara Purusha, he who is experiencing everything. And these two are nothing but the manifestations of that one highest imperishable reality, which is called Brahman. So Krishna here, in the form of the Brahman, Krishna is not telling, I am the Supreme Reality as an individual. I am that Nirguna Paramatma, Ananta, Anadi, Madhyanta, Rahita, Parabrahma. I am that. Only you can call me Krishna, but I am not even Krishna. Or, I am also Krishna, I am also Rama, I am Buddha, I am Jesus, I am X, Y, Z, every man, woman, every living creature, every non-living thing, everything is nothing but my own manifestation. Through this, what is the point? We have to understand that what we think, me, the individual, having a separate body, a separate mind, separate experiences, separatedness doesn't simply exist. I am just a mistaken part of that supreme reality. I am part of the reality. I am the entire reality. So I will never become a part. But seemingly I become a part, like the waker never becomes another individual in the dream. But seemingly he divided himself. When he wakes up, he finds it's all just my imagination, nothing but my imagination. But in the essence of the 16th, there are three Purushas. Why are three Purushas mentioned there? Because slowly we have to practice viveka, discrimination, from the Kshara Purusha, our identification with the Kshara Purusha. We have to identify with the Akshara Purusha. And transcending even this limited Akshara Purusha, I must identify myself with Purushottama, Uttama Purusha. How do we do that? For that, we have to first of all practice this right discrimination, viveka. What is the discrimination? There are differences between Uttama Purusha, Supreme Reality, and the Jivatma, the individual reality, and the Jagat, which is the experienceable reality. Akshara means reality. Remember, always remember this point. Seeming perishable reality, seeming limited reality, but both are in reality. It is nothing but pure reality. That's what we need to understand. So there are some differences. What are the differences? First of all, the difference between Ikshara Purusha, perishable Atman, and the imperishable Atman. Remember, perishable means whatever object we experience. Anything that is experienced is perishable. And whatever experiences the seer, the experiencer, is imperishable. Because the law, to know changes, there must be an unchanging witness. So, I am that unchanging witness. What are the differences? So, the world is, Kshara Purusha is Achetana. That is devoid of consciousness. Me, I am full consciousness. The world, Sagunam, has got so many characteristics. That is what divides the world. This is small, this is big, this is black, this is white, this is night, this is daytime, this is light, this is darkness, this is sweet, this is bitter, this is desirable, this is undesirable, this is happiness, this is unhappiness, all these differences. So, Saguna means that which has got characteristics, and whereas I, Nirguna, because if I have characteristics, I am liable to change, they all go together. Then, that is the next point. The world is changeable. Savikara. Vikara means changing. Savikara means its nature is changeable, changing. What about me? Nirvikara. I am the unchanging. Then Khanda. That is the world is so many things are there. Innumerable. Billions of objects. They are all as it were small, big, divided. Khanda means divided. Me, I am only one, therefore I am indivisible, akhanda. And lastly, the world is totally dependent upon me. If I do not cognize, the world disappears. Yesterday I mentioned, when we are in the waking state, we experience. So the world exists. When we are in dream state also, we experience. So the world also, in the form of subtle world, exists. But when I enter into beyond, go into beyond body mind, into that state called deep sleep, the whole body is not there, mind is not there, and along with that, gross body, subtle body, everything totally disappears. And therefore, I only experience what is called pure darkness, and that is halfway to samadhi. There is no division. Therefore, there is no dvaita. It is a sort of dvaita, partial advaita. And that's why even that gives the tremendous amount of bliss. That's why it is called Anandamaya Kosha. That proves that both this experiencer and experienced become merged in that Advaitic, even though limited Advaitic me, which is called the Jivatma in deep sleep, called Sushupti state. And even that state gives so much of peace, so much rest, so much of joy. That's why when we wake up, two things, I was not experiencing anything and I was very happy. I did not know anything means I was not experiencing the world. But it doesn't mean blankness. I was experiencing only myself, partially myself. That's why it is called Karana Sharira, causal body, causal experience. I am in the form of the cause. Just as a seed doesn't know I am the going to be manifesting as the greatest mango tree. So these are the five differences. So what is it? Achetanam, Sagunam, Savikaram, Khandam, Aswatantram. These are the five defects of experienceable objective world. What about Jivatma? I am the conscious Chetanam, Nirgunam, Nirvikaram, Akhandam, Swatantram. These are also the characteristics of Uttama Purusha. Then what is the difference? The difference is a Jivatma, he is mixed up with the body mind, including the causal body. That's why he is, even though he knows I am consciousness, he doesn't know I am pure consciousness. He says I am reflected consciousness. What is reflected consciousness? I am with the body, I am with the mind. I am the body, I am the mind. So this is called Viveka. First find out what are the defects. I am not having all these defects. I am not the body, not the world, not the even the mind. So what is the way? First of all, I am not the world. I am not my house. I am not my car. I am not my computer. I am not my mobile phone. So develop Viveka. If it is true Viveka, if something is damaged, I say a house is damaged, car is damaged, my mobile is stolen, but I am okay. Some inconvenience, but I am fine. Then one step higher. Only through these steps everybody has to pass. There is no other way. So what is the other way? So you get up. And then what you need to do here? I am not even the body. I have a body. I am not the body. I have a body. I use the body. And I try to do the best through this body. Sarira madhyam khalu dharma sadhanam. So this is the attitude, higher attitude. The moment I say I am not the world, I am separating myself from the world. The moment I say I am not the body, I am not the body, I am separating myself. I am something distinct, completely different, as mentioned earlier, those five and more qualities. I am separate from the body. This is the higher step. That's why when a devotee surrenders his body and mind, he has no right to say, I and the body. Yes, he has not even the right to say, I have a body. Yes, yes, I was the body, I have a body, I had a body, now I offered it to God, it belongs to God. This is the bhakta's way of attaining detachment from the world, from the body. Then we have to come and say, I am not even the mind. That means I am not the thought. Yes. There was a thought of happiness, there was a thought of unhappiness, there was a thought of elation, there was a thought of depression. All these various thoughts, like the space, pure space, so many clouds, black clouds, white clouds, small clouds, big clouds. And sometimes we imagine this cloud looks like my friend, like my enemy, like a house, Gandharvanagara, like beautiful garden, like beautiful lake. All these imaginations are there and I am sitting and witnessing them, and that is the next step. But after that, this witness, still it has limitedness. Yes, I am consciousness. I am not pure consciousness. I am not perishable, but I am affected by these things to some extent. The next step is even to give up that I am not a jivatma, I am not a jiva. From these two words, jiva and atma, give up that word jiva, and what remains is atma. When we are able to do that, we will be able to do also the same thing with regard to paramatma. No parama, I am not a jiva, and God is not parama. Then who am I? Atma. Who is God? Atma. What is the difference? A drop of water and ocean. The moment you use these two words, a drop, you drop that drop and you drop that ocean. These are our limitations, limiting agents. What remains? Water. What is the difference between one drop of water and the entire ocean? There is absolutely no difference. So there would be bubbles, there would be wavelets, there would be waves, there would be tsunamis, everything is there. But it is nothing but water limited by various forces of the wind, etc. Wind plus water is a bubble, air plus water is a wavelet, air plus water is a big wave, air plus, it means tremendous, speedy air, powerful aid, air plus water is called a tsunami. But it is nothing but pure water. Water is water. This is called jivatma, paramatma, oneness, giving up the jiva bhava and the parama bhava. What remains? I am a small water and this is a big water. Give up that small and big. What remains is pure water. That is called nirvikalpa samadhi, and that is called God realization. That is called awakening, whatever name you call it, mukti, moksha, satori, kingdom of heaven, whatever name you call it. So that is the essence of the 16th verse. So I have to always remember, I am pure consciousness, I am the Uttama Purusha, I am pure Chetana Tattva, I am Nirguna, Nirvikara, Nirvikalpa, and I am the Akhanda, pure consciousness, Shuddha Chaitanya, Shuddha Buddha Mukta Chaitanya. That is what we have discussed it. I added a little bit to yesterday's last class. Now, we are entering into the 18th. Uttama Purushastvanyaha Paramatma Ityudahrutaha Yo Lokatrayam Avishya Vibharti Avyaya Ishvaraha. In the earlier verse, what is explained to us, that the whole, what we call entire world, jivatma, mind, body, external world, all combined together, has been divided into two categories. The experienceable world, which is called Kshara Purusha, perishing, perishable Paramatma. Paramatma as if perishing. And then the Jivatma as if imperishable, the experiencer. And both of them are seeming manifestation from the Advaitic viewpoint, seeming manifestation of the Paramatma only, the highest reality only. And that is, that highest Paramatma is also a Purusha. But he is infinite Purusha. He is superior Purusha. He is called Uttama Purusha. So earlier, Bhagavan Krishna has taken us by describing the nature of the world so that we can develop discrimination, viveka, and slowly go to higher step, which is, I am not the world. Does anybody say I am the world? Yes, I don't say I am my house. But for practical purposes, I am the house. Because if some window is damaged, does the window feel the pain, or do I feel the pain? That means I have become the window. I have become the door. I have become the roof. When the roof is leaking for some purpose, my mind becomes leaky. So all my energy leaks, all my enthusiasm leaks, thinking how much it costs, how much inconvenience it creates for me, etc., etc. Though we don't say I am the outside world, practical purposes, I am identified with the external. But if we can develop that viveka, say, okay, it is damaged, it needs to be repaired, okay, let me do it, some inconvenience, okay, let it be there. Then the next is, I have a body, I am not the body. So there also, the body will have birth, then adolescence, youth, middle age, old age, disease, decay, death. It is a common thing. So I accept it. If I don't accept it, I am identifying myself with it. If I accept it, then I become separate from it. Because acceptance is to rise above the identity. When once it is done, I am the individual soul, jiva, possessing the external world, possessing the body, possessing the mind in the form of knowledge, memory, forgetfulness. Then I am happy, I am unhappy, I like this, I don't like that. All this like your servants. You don't say, I am the servant. But you control them, you command them, and you make them do what you want them to do for your convenience. That is what exactly we have to do with the world, not in a dictator's way, but in a spiritual way. So this is the process the Bhagavan outlined. Now, what is the nature of this Paramatma? Earlier, so many times also, he said, I am the Gatir Bharta, Prabhu Sakshi, Nivasaha, Sharanam, Suhrut. I hope you remember, in our past classes, we have discussed all those things. Then he says, I am also the Sakshi. I am the creator. I am Brahma. And I use this Srishtikarta Brahma. Tasmin Garbham Dadamyaham. That means, I manifest myself in the form of this entire universe. But what is my real nature? That is being said here. I am the Uttama Purusha. That is, each one of us have to tell, I am the Uttama Purusha. I am the Supreme Reality. I am Brahman. Anyaha. I am completely separate from both the body, the world, the body and the mind. Anyaha means separate. Separate means there is no resemblance at all. Earlier I have given you just now five differences. Like the external world is devoid of consciousness. It has to depend upon me. It is endowed with qualities. It is constantly changing and it cannot be cognized unless I cognize it. It doesn't know that I am here. So the Uttama Purusha, just the opposite, pure consciousness, completely independent. I know I exist. Svayam Prakashakaha. I illumine myself. I know myself and I illumine everything else. So Anyaha means separate. Separate means opposite to these qualities. What is that opposite? I am the infinite, I am birthless, I am the indivisible, I am the pure consciousness. Again, these are all words that are concocted by our mind. Remember, Paramatma doesn't go on saying, I am infinite, I have no fear, I am the only one. He doesn't go on saying. But these are thoughts for our spiritual improvement in our own mind. So, Anyaha Uttama Purushaha. What is his name? Paramatma iti udahur. Everywhere. Everywhere means what? In all the scriptures. In the mouths, in the teachings of every realized soul. He is called Paramatma. For example, Sri Ramakrishna says, Kali is Krishna, Krishna is Kali. And then again he says, this Brahman and Shakti are completely inseparable. Sometimes if Paramatma is seen as doing some activity, అండ్ పరమాత్మస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ త్రీ, క్రియేషన్, మెయింటెనెన్స్ అండ్ రీసైక్లింగ్. హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, దీస్ ఆర్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్. వాట్ యాక్టివిటీస్? కంటిన్యూస్లీ వెన్ ది డస్ క్రియేషన్ స్టార్ట్ ఎట్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ టైమ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ హ్యూజ్ సర్కిల్. ఎవ్రీ పాయింట్ ఇన్ ది సర్కిల్ ఈజ్ బోత్ ఎ బిగినింగ్ పాయింట్ అండ్ ఎన్ ఎండ్ పాయింట్. సో దిస్ క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ 24 hours a day, every millisecond something is being created, something is being destroyed, and something is being sustained for some time. So this, whoever creates, the same person has to be sustained. That is what he says, I am that Paramatma, I am manifesting in the form of this entire universe. So what am I doing? You, that Paramatma, లోకత్రయం ఆవిష్య, దట్ ఈస్ పర్వేడింగ్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. దిస్ వర్డ్ పర్వేడింగ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్ ప్రాపర్లీ. వాట్ డస్ పర్వేడింగ్ మీన్? రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్, పర్వేడింగ్ మీన్స్ లైక్ క్లే పర్వేడ్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ పాట్ ఎట్సెట్రా. సో లోకత్రయం ఆవిష్య విభర్తి, ఐ సస్టైన్. సస్టైన్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఐ లెండ్ existence to it, and for all the material objects I lend my existence, for all the living creatures I lend, not only Sat but Chit as well as Ananda, and I am the Ishvara. Remember, Ishvara means ruler, Parameshvara. Ishvara means eat, Ishate, he who controls, he who commands, he who lords over. He is the master. So Ishvara is master. Not like a dictator and his slaves, but like the mother and the children. In one form, the Lord is manifesting, giving birth in the form of the mother, and in the form of the parents, he is sustaining the children, and this eternal play is going on and on. So, Yo Uttamah Purushah Anyaha Paramatma Iti Udahrutaha యో లోకత్రయం ఆవిష్య విభర్తి అవ్యయ ఈశ్వర. బట్ దేర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ బీయింగ్, ది హయ్యెస్ట్, కాల్డ్ ది సుప్రీం సెల్ఫ్, హూ అస్ ది ఇమ్యూటబుల్. సో ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అవ్యయ, ఇంపెరిషబుల్. అర్లియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ఇంపెరిషబుల్, ఇమ్యూటబుల్, చేంజ్లెస్, పర్వేడ్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్. లైక్ గోల్డ్ పర్వేడ్స్ ఆల్ ది ఆర్నమెంట్స్, వుడ్ పర్వేడ్స్ ది హోల్ ఫర్నిచర్, clay pervades all the pots, silver pervades all the silver ornaments or objects. So he pervades. That means besides him there is no object called world, there is no another thing called jivatma. Everything is paramatma and sustains the three worlds. It is his play. That is what is being said. In other words, excepting Brahman, nothing exists. So in this 18th shloka, this is he is telling how I am called Purushottama. Yasmat ksharam atitah aham aksharadapicha uttamah atah asmi loke vedecha prathitah Purushottamah. As I surpass both the perishable and as I am higher even than the imperishable, I am extolled in the world and in the Vedas as the Supreme Self. Yasmat, what is the reason you are called Uttama Purusha? Why I am myself calling myself as Uttama Purusha? I am Ksharam Atitaha. I am far superior to what is perishable. What is far superior? Not like this is a tasteless sweet, this is a highly delectable sweet. Not in that way. It is to say that light is not better than darkness. Light is totally the destroyer of darkness, totally separate from the darkness. In that sense, I am the unchangeable. From the changeable, I am the unchangeable. Aksharadapi uttamaha. Even I am superior than the Jivatma, because Jivatma is only consciousness reflected in the individual body mind, but I am the sunlight, I am the sun, and every ray is like individual soul for comparison purposes, but these rays cannot exist without me. Absolutely, there is no difference between me and the rays, excepting their power of illumination is less, their smaller things, depending upon how they are received. If it is a small chunk, then the light is very small, very little. If it is a big window, there would be more light. If there is no wall at all, then it will be perfect light. So, I am superior to the changeable. I am superior to the individual, unchangeable. Ataha, for this reason, because I am beyond both Ikshara and Akshara, Lokecha Vedecha, both in the world and in the Vedas also I have been described in so many words. Purushottamaha Prathitaha Asmi. Prathitaha Asmi. I am well known in the whole universe as Purushottama, as the Uttama Purusha, as the Parabrahma, Supreme Reality. Now, what is the, who is telling? Krishna. But here, it is not the Krishna, the individual. Yes, he has been teaching Arjuna. Through Arjuna, he is teaching all of us. But no, not in that sense at all. So, I am the Infinite Supreme Self, which is sometimes manifesting as the world. If it is experienceable, we call it the world. And if it is the experiencer, through that limitation. Experiencer, remember. Witness also, remember. He is a limited instrument. Is a little slightly better. There is a consciousness, but limited, like a small one ray of sun entering in through a smallest chink in the roof and falling upon a mirror and reflecting and letting it know I am light, and also illumining whatever objects around to its own power. So, I am, that is why called Purushottamaha. We have to understand it as Uttama Purushaha. And he says, Yo Mameva Asammodaha Janati Purushottamam Sa Sarvavid Bhajati Mam Sarva Bhavena Bharata. He who undeluded knows me thus, as the Supreme Self. He is all-knower. He knows all. O Bharata, O Arjuna, and he worships me inevitably, inescapably, helplessly, with all his heart. Just as a baby, when he looks at the mother, that is a look of worship. Why is a worship? This is my mother, and she is taking care of me, and I totally depend upon my mother. If I have any problem, I cry, and my mother comes, quickly gathers me into her lap, and if I am hungry, she feeds me. If I am unclean, she cleans me. If I want entertainment, she entertains me. She swings me, and she will take me in her hands and moves here and thither, because I want that one, whatever I want. She fulfills my desire, so I am totally dependent. That complete Sharanagati Bhava is called worship. Worship must end in complete surrender. And I explained also, after the puja, an Aratrikam is done. The very meaning of the Aratrikam is that, O Lord, I thought I was a separate individual, with a separate existence. Then I thought these various objects made up of the Panchabhutas, the flowers, the water, the fan, the light, the cloth, they all represent. But as a result of worshipping you for a long time, I came to know Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gnanavan Mam Prapadyate. Gnanavan, man becomes endowed with knowledge. Right knowledge, true knowledge, a knowledge which cannot be sublated, that is the final knowledge. When Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after so many births. What is that knowledge? Vasudevaha Sarvam. Bhagavan is everything. There is no world, there is no jiva, there is no Paramatma, there is only one Atma, and that is Vasudevaha, means he who is everywhere. Sarvamiti, what does he do? Mam prapadyate. This word prapatti, the most marvelous word. So that is Sishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. I surrender myself. I destroy my individuality. Accepting you, nothing exists. Like a river, as soon as it falls into the ocean, it loses its individual color, individual taste, individual name, individual smell, individual even touch. Very interesting example, because if the river is originating in the highest mountains, it will be terribly cold. As it comes down, trickles down, becomes larger, becomes a mighty force, then its coldness is lost. Sometimes it becomes tepid, and ultimately it tastes like the ocean, it smells like ocean, it is for touch also, it is like ocean, and it acquires all the qualities nama rupe vihaya yatha nadi nam, giving up their names and their special characteristics, they obtain the name. Now I am the ocean. So that is called prapatti, that is called sharanagati, and that is what true knowledge, right knowledge makes us to. What is it? I do not exist as an individual. I am no more a jivatma. I used to think I was the jivatma. Now I know that Bhagavan is infinite. Infinite cannot become finite. Infinite cannot be divided. I am that Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta, Rupa, Swarupaha. So, he who asammudaha, yo mam eva janati. He who wants wholeheartedly to realize me, to know me, to know my nature, he will know that Bhagavan, not only Bhagavan is having this nature, excepting Bhagavan there is nobody else. So I am also Bhagavan. My nature also is the same thing. But he becomes discriminating. Sammodaha means very deluded. Asammodaha. Modaha means murkaha. Indiscriminating person. Having wrong knowledge. What is wrong knowledge? In Vedantic terminology, to think that I am separate from everything else is terrible delusion. Foolishness, stupidity, idiocy. But to know we are all interconnected is a little less deluded. But to know that neither the world nor I, nothing is separate, everything is seemingly appearing like a reflection in a multi-colored mirror, it is all nothing but originally the only one sun is being reflected in millions of dew drops, millions of water drops, as myriads of suns, but I am, all these are illusions, there is no many, there is only one. That is called becoming asammodaha, na sammodaha, not at all deluded. He who gets the right knowledge, and he alone knows whom Purushottamam, Uttama Purusha. He alone knows this is the Uttama Purusha, this is the highest reality. As soon as he comes to know, sa sarvavid bhajati, in every possible way, I am seeing God. My eyes are manifestations of God. The sunlight which makes me see is a manifestation of God. Other words, this triangular division, adhyatmika, adibhautika, adidaivika, doesn't in fact exist. Their seeming existence because of time, space and causation. And when I really understand it, then I know sarvavit bhajati. Bhajati means worships. Whom? Mam. Me. Sarvabhavena. In every way. That means what? He knows that this body is you, this mind is you, all these activities you, সকলেই তোমার ইচ্ছা, ইচ্ছাময়ী তারা তুমি, তোমার কর্ম তুমি করো মা, লোকে বলে করি আমি, স সর্ববিদ ভজতি। দ্যাট ভজতি মিন্স আই সারেন্ডার মাই সেলফ, আই আইডেন্টিফাই মাই সেলফ উইথ ইউ, টু আইডেন্টিফাই উইথ দি ডিভাইন লর্ড ইজ দি গ্রেটেস্ট সাধনা, আল্টিমেট সাধনা, ফ্রম দ্বৈত প্রোগ্রেসিং টু বিশিষ্টাদ্বৈত অ্যান্ড প্রোগ্রেসিং ফাইনালি এন্ডিং ইন পিওর অদ্বৈত। বিসাইডস গড নথিং এক্সিস্ট, গড ইজ এভরিথিং, ফস্ট গড ইন এভরিথিং, দেন গড ইজ এভরিথিং, অ্যান্ড থার্ড স্টেপ ইজ দের ইজ নো এভরিথিং অ্যাকসেপ্টিং গড। When that is attained, this is called bhajati, he sees God. If either he sees a brahmana, sees a cow, sees an elephant, so vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastine shunicha eva shvapakecha panditaha samadarshinaha. They say only samadarshi means what? Equal sighted. Equal sighted means what? Not everybody is as equal, but everything is only Brahman. That is called equality. What is this? That is Brahman. What is the other thing? That is Brahman. What is everything? Everything is Brahman. That is called Sarva Bhavena, Sarva Vit. This person who knows everything is Brahman, he is the wisest of all persons. He becomes what? Sarva Vit, the knower of everything. Knower of everything, this is a table. And this is a chair. They are different. This is called wrong knowledge. This is gold. This is silver. This is iron. This is wrong knowledge. But everything is God. Everything, this pot is clay. That pot also is clay. Every pot that I see is a clay. Every piece of furniture I see is wood. This knowledge is called Sarvavit, knowledge of knowing, all-knowing, Sarvajnaha. And what does he do? If he is a Jivan Mukta, if there is a mind, he sees everything as Brahman, and then he moves in this world with that knowledge, and that is what every Jivan Mukta does it, and that is what so graphically described in at the end of the second chapter called Samadhistha Purusha, Sthita Prajna Lakshana. So that is what happens when a person comes to know that he is not the Kshara Purusha, he is not the Akshara Purusha, but he is Uttama Purusha. He becomes all-knowing and he knows everything is the play of God if there is body-mind. And if there is no body-mind, he will not have Sushupti. He will be having a Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and that is the highest goal. And for achieving that one, Bhagavan has given us this knowledge. And this, what is the greatness of this knowledge, we will discuss in our next class. Om Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsajanu Ramardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. May the Ram Krishna and Holy Mother bless us all with Bhakti and true Jnana.